It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And live from Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, here on Cougar Hall of Fame Nights, we come your way for the boys' portion of this doubleheader here this evening in the Metro and in the Mississippi Valley Conference, as it'll be the Warriors of Cedar Rapids, Washington, taking on the Cougars of Kennedy. Welcome to the boys' contest. Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn for this one here tonight. And if you missed the girls' score earlier on, it was Kennedy knocking off Washington by a score of 59-54. Second go-around between these two teams, Kennedy won it handily the first time around, 77-43. Cougars come in 10-5, 7-4 in the MVC, while Washington coming in at 3-13, the Warriors 1-10 in conference play. And a very interesting matchup here tonight, Phil, is you got a Washington team very, very young coming into this one here tonight. They've kind of taken their lumps this year, but they've had their moments when they've played awfully well, taking on a Kennedy team that's kind of doing some soul-searching right now, as the Cougars have lost two of their last three, four out of their last six, and they had a big game against Iowa City last Tuesday night, and the West High Trojans just came out and really beat Kennedy in that game by 30 points, and they had a players-only meeting game afterwards, so we'll see how the Cougars come out tonight.
Yeah, Coach McCowan, on the pregame when I talked to him a little bit here, he was not very happy with how they played. He did not think that they gave a very good effort. He said Iowa City West played well, obviously, but he did not think that Kennedy responded in a very good way during that basketball game. So he said they've spent a lot of time on defense in practice these last few days. And he's really getting it after, trying to make sure that the kids understand what they're supposed to be doing defensively and giving an all-out effort all the way through the entire ball game. He's looking for consistency, a consistent effort in executing what they do for a full 32 minutes tonight.
And they're going to do that against a Wash team that comes in. It's the kitty core, if you will, a little bit. A couple of sophomores, a couple of juniors starting, and some more youngsters coming off the bench for this Washington team for Justin Decker. And no one in double figures, but it's a team that's got a lot of depth on it as far as balanced scoring. Mick McCurry, one of those sophomores, leading the way at 9.2 points per game. Then you got, of course, Drew Christensen in there. Ross Snitker is going to get the start here tonight, another sophomore, and see what can happen against this Kennedy team if they can pull off an upset tonight.
Yeah, there's so much youth right there that you just mentioned. There's three sophomores that's going to play a lot in tonight's game. Two seniors, really, that get any kind of significant minutes for Cedar Rapids Washington, and that's Donovan Beard and Campbell out there. And those gentlemen, they're looking for, I guess you would say, some consistency as well offensively right now. They're not performing like Coach Decker wants them to. He talked about how we've really got to make sure that we understand time and score situations. There's always dead spots throughout the game for them at some point in time offensively. And he said then that bleeds over to the defensive end, where we're so young, we're not understanding. You got to continue that effort on the defensive end to try and maybe get you some easy runouts and sustain you through that offensive drought. And that's a growing process. And he says, you know, kids need a win. He said that sure helps raise spirits and morale of everybody.
Yeah, winning cures a lot of evils, no doubt about that. And for Kennedy, Drake Brewster leading the way at 14.5 points per game. Derek Diggins right behind at 13.6 points per game for this Kennedy team that averages 63 points per game. Warriors averaging 53%. Both teams in the low 40s as far as shooting is concerned. The one big difference as far as this these two teams are concerned, assist turnovers. Washington's turned it over far too many times for Coach Justin Decker's liking. And for Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, they've taken pretty good care of the ball. And you have more in high school, and you have more assist and turnovers, you're doing a pretty good job usually.
Yeah, it is. And you know, the one thing that Coach Decker's got to be worried about tonight is that Kennedy defensive pressure, they really like to pressure the basketball. And if you turn it over, it's going to lead to runouts going to the other end of the court, and you don't have a chance to get back and play defense. And then Kennedy gets on a roll, and all of a sudden now you're battling an uphill affair. So taking care of the basketball for Wash is going to be pretty important tonight, especially on the road. A lot of people here. We've got a nice crowd. You got the pep band across the way. It's going to be loud, I would have a feeling, and these Kennedy fans are going to get behind their team and try and get them a win on their home court. So the youth of Washington, how are they going to play through that? Are they going to be poised? You know, probably see a lot of timeouts, or you could see some timeouts by Coach Decker, trying to keep them settled if those runs do happen. And Coach Decker said he's going to try and play some, a lot of zone tonight, too.
You get off to a good start for Washington. They got to stay in the game. The more you stay in the game, the more confident you're going to get, especially with a young group like this, and the better off they're going to perform.
Yeah, and he the real key he thinks for them is to keep Brewster and Diggins out of the lane, because those two players for Kennedy, you know, they're the two kids that make them go more times than not on the offensive end. They got other kids that can score, but those are the two leading scorers. And he said, we got to keep them out of the lane. We got to make them shoot the outside shot first and then rebound the ball and take care of it from there. But he's afraid if they get into the lane, they're good enough athletes, they're good enough around the rim that they're going to score or get to the free throw line.
Washington's pretty big, though. You take a look at it, 6'7", 6'4", and 6'3", up front. So, actually, might have just a tick of a height advantage in there against Kennedy.
And play that, they've been playing a 3-2 zone, is what they've been doing a little bit of late, Cedar Rapids, Washington has. And we could see some of that tonight and mix them with some other zone matchups out there. And some man-to-man, they're not going to rule that out. But that zone, I think, they're really relying upon that to try and slow the Cougar offense down.
High school basketball tonight is being presented by First Federal Credit Union. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Schallstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. Rates as low as 1.9% APR. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. And the crowd sticking around after Hall of Fame night. Big class going in, a really good class of 2017 coming in for the Kennedy Cougars. Steve Dozier said he helped get about three of them into the Hall of Fame, he thinks, off that 21-0 team in 2010 that Jade Rogers and Kristen Hahn and others were on. So
a lot of talent out there in the floor, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was a lot of talent out there. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups for this one here tonight on the boys' side between Kennedy and Washington. First of all, for the Washington Warriors, they come in at 3-13, 1-10 in the Mississippi Valley. They will go with it, a forward, Drew Christensen, 6'3", and a junior, Christensen, at 7 points per ball game. Also pulls down 3.5 boards per contest. Also at a forward, leading scorer for Washington, Mick McCurry, the 6'4 sophomore, 9.2 points per ball game for McCurry. At center will be Nolan Potter, number 22, all-district footballer, 6'7", and a junior. And Potter at 4.9 points per ball game. And the guards will be Ross Snitker getting the start tonight, the 5'6 sophomore, averaging 1.8 a game, along with Luke Jonasson at 6'1 and a senior, and Jonasson averaging 5.4 a game. The head coach for the Washington Warriors, Justin Decker, assisted by Dan Ryan. And for the home team, the Kennedy Cougars, 10-5 in the year, 7-4 in the MVC. Kennedy will go the usual starting five. It'll be Derek Diggins at 1-4, number 24, the 6'3 junior at 13.6 points and 4 boards, 2.5 assists a game. Also at a 4, number 12, Matt Burst. Burst, a 6'2 senior at 6.1 points and a team high 7.6 boards a game. Also up front, number 2, Drake Brewster, 6'6 and a senior at 14.5 points, 6 rebounds a game. And the starting guard court, it'll be Jackson Foley, the 5'7 junior at the point. And Foley averaging 8.4 points per ball game and 4 assists. Also Malik Haynes, number 1, 6'1 and a senior for Kennedy at 8.5 points a game. Head coach of the Kennedy Cougars, John McCowan, assisted by Larry Williams, Ben Ethier, and Hall of Famer himself, Jeff Rubis, out of the class of 84.
That'd be a pretty good basketball team, their coaching staff right there, too.
Not too bad. Who's going to give the ball up? That's what I want to know. Kennedy and their brand-new white uniforms with the cursive Kennedy in the front and the cursive Cougars on the back. Kind of a nice look and touch there. Kind of a newfangled uniform look, I think. I've never seen anything like this.
I haven't either. And they got the on their shorts, the side of the shorts, they got a, I don't know, you call that a block C, Scott? For the Cougars. It looks nice down there, too.
We'll go with Washington with the red uniforms, blue numbers, trimmed in white, with Warriors in white across the front, and the alternate blue and white striping down the side as we're just about set to go for this one here tonight. Listening to high school basketball on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. And what are you looking for in this one, Phil, before we tip it off?
Well, a good start for Cedar Rapids, Washington. I think Scott's going to be imperative. We touched on that a little bit earlier, how the Warriors are going to need to make sure that they limit Kennedy's runs as well. Kennedy can be a good running team, especially if their defensive pressure gets some turnovers and gets out on and transition basketball. The zone for Cedar Rapids, Washington, I think they're going to count on that to get them maybe keep the tempo a little bit better how they like and keep Diggins and Brewster out of the paint. And for Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, I think it's a matter about executing and competing the way Coach McCowan wants his kids to compete for a full 32 minutes of the ball game, because he's not been very pleased with that, and he thinks that it's too good of a basketball team to be performing like they have been as of late.
Good crowd, as you had mentioned, on Hall of Fame night here. Place holds about 2,000 or so, and we got about 1,500 or so here tonight, so not bad crowd.
That's a really good, nice crowd in February, early February game. We got a veteran officiating crew here tonight for this game as well.
Yep. They will get things rolling here, as assigned by the Mississippi Valley Conference, led by Mr. Forney down there. So should be a good one here tonight. Very interesting one between Kennedy and Washington.
Interesting when you ever get these crosstown rivals together and they get a chance to compete. You never know what can happen.
It'll be tipping it up, Derek Diggins for the Cougars at 6'3", against Nolan Potter at 6'7", for the Washington Warriors. Warriors in the red, Kennedy in the white as we are set to go. And the tip controlled by Potter and Washington. Gets it back to Ross Snicker, and we're underway. Kennedy will come out in that jump and switch, man-to-man. Warriors going to the bucket to our right here to start things out. Jonason on the high lob pass, kick outside. Christensen, an open three, and he buries it.
No, it's a good inside-out offensive play for the Warriors to start the ball game.
Christensen, a 30% three-point shooter. Haynes on the other end, three, no good. Rebound and a foul on Brewster as he committed the foul on Jonason on the rebound.
Jonason going up strong with two hands, bringing it in.
And Kennedy will put on some full court pressure as McCurry to inbound for Washington. Gets it in there to Snitker. They're going to trap him along the sideline. Jump pass ahead to Christensen. And his pass to the sideline goes out of bounds. Nobody home. Threw it behind to Snitker, and a turnover for Wash.
A miscommunication between the two out front. That defensive pressure from Kennedy pays off right away.
Foley will walk it up. We're going to see Wash zone.
1-2-2-3-2. Christensen at the point.
Diggins. Bullet pass inside. Brewster. Bounce into the lane. The burst and the layup good with the right hand.
Attack in the middle of the zone. Moving the ball well and moving without the ball as well are the Cougars.
Three-quarter court pressure this time. Kennedy down by one. Warrior basketball. Snicker in the front court at the right point. A bounce to Christensen. His pass tip intercepted. Burst comes away with it. One-on-one all the way down and missed the layup. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Kennedy.
You know, that was a hustle play by Burst getting down the floor. I don't know, he just kind of left it in an odd spot, hit the back of the rim, and just died there on him. They converse, and they got the call right now, are they, Scott?
I think they're talking about it, but they will keep it with Kennedy. With Malik Haynes to inbound. Looking, he'll lob it out deep. Warriors will stay in the zone. Here's Burst for the near corner, three-pointer up and in.
Now you can catch and shoot. You get your momentum going towards the basket. That gives you some rhythm as a shooter.
We saw Burst hit about 4 one night. Off to a good start here. And Kennedy up by 2 at 5-3 after the Warrior. Quick three-pointer by Christensen. McCurry up front. Goes crossover. Guarded by Burst. Skip pass over the top to Jonason. Now to Christensen, starts to drive. Gets it over to McCurry, turn around, high archer from the baseline, right side, won't go. And the rebound to Burst, who kept it alive nicely. He tightroped that sideline.
Showing that athleticism.
Kennedy already going to go to the bench. Brewster in a high post. Drives, goes back door to Diggins all the way around. Kennedy will reset. Against that zone. 2 minutes into it, 5-3 Kennedy. Foley open, long three short. And the rebound, Jonason had it. Now it's pinballed around. Going to go to the Warriors.
Now Foley was deep there, but he's a capable three-point shooter for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. He's shooting 43-44% on the year from behind the three-point line.
Nick Deere, 6'2 senior, coming in for Kennedy. A lot of footballers out here for both teams. McCurry against the three-quarter court pressure. Snickers pass, tipped, and high to get the interception. Burst, but he lost it trying to keep the dribble alive. Warriors get it. Pass to Potter, over in the corner. Christensen, step back three, short. And the rebound out of there to Brewster.
Cougars going to try to run every chance they get.
Up court, Deere, pop up three, in and out, no, from the left side. And the rebound taken by Drew Christensen.
Kennedy is pressing every opportunity, even on misses.
Warriors with a 5-3 deficit here. Jump pass over to Jonason. His open three, good. The line driver from the far side.
Jonason is another three-point shooter. That was one of the things Coach McCowan talked about.
He's a 49%er from out there.
You can knock him down. You give him time.
6-5. Wash back out in front. They hit a couple of three-pointers here. Deer bounces inside to Diggins on the right side. He'll put up the turnaround and got it. Tough one from 15 on the right baseline.
Yeah, Brewster just squared up that time in the face of the Washington defender and went over the top.
7-6 lead right now for Kennedy. Jonason holds it far hash mark to McCurry in the corner. Deer going to be on him. Flip pass up top. High catch made by Snicker. Going to have a little bit of a height advantage against Foley. And McCurry in the high post. Goes up with a one-footed runner, and he banked it home from the free throw line.
Yeah, Burst went for the seal that time. Didn't come up with it. Left McCurry kind of in an awkward spot, but that one-foot jump shot worked.
8-7 lead. As Donovan Beard going to get ready to come in for Washington. Against the zone, Deer in the far side corner. Snitker comes out on him, and a high catch and the save by Foley. Driving baseline, Burst, and he got fouled on a block by McCurry.
Out of bounds underneath for Kennedy.
Wholesale substitutions coming in. Jack Wetzel, the freshman, coming in for Kennedy. Wearing number 30 now. And also coming in, Kai Jenkins for the Cougars. The 6'2 junior. Inbound, they get Deer underneath. Pump fake blocked by Beard. Second effort by Wetzel won't go, and McCurry with a rebound. He'll bring it ahead with a right-hand power dribble. Tries to go back door to Christensen with the bounce, and it's intercepted by Diggins. Pass to Jenkins in front court for the Cougars. Quickly over on the right side, Isaiah Harris, three-pointer short. Rebound back tapped, and Kennedy's going to get it.
Keeping it alive on the offensive glass.
Wetzel, three-pointer in and out, and Donovan Beard, the rebound for Washington. Beard, a 6'8 senior. Holds in the high post, Snitker, good pass to Christensen, all alone, three curls out. Up and down so far.
A lot of action, neither team able to hit consistently from the field yet.
Isaiah Harris, we mentioned, 6'3 senior into the game against the zone, the 3-2 look. Wetzel, the freshman at 6'3. High post, kicks it out to Harris, far side, Cougars working the perimeter. Here's Wetzel, puts it on the floor. Back it comes up top to Deer. Christensen at long arms and 6'3 up top.
Making it hard to reverse the ball.
Over to Harris, right wing three-pointer good.
Lefty out there by Harris, step into a shot.
10-8, Isaiah Harris averaging just under three a game. 5-for-17 coming in, and a near steal out front by Deer, and then he comes up with a foul trying. He got it at first, but then tried to wrap around McCurry.
A little too much hugging out there for the officials' taste.
And Colin Westmoreland, he's been a usual starter, didn't start tonight. 5'9 junior will come in.
He's another three-point shooter for the Warriors.
And last time we saw him, he went crazy.
Yeah, he did. He was feeling it.
Over at Washington. Jonason at the right point. Picked up by Diggins. Comes left off the high ball screen. Slapped away and stolen by Harris. Harris all the way down. Layup no good. Put back Dunk good by Diggins.
Timed perfectly by Diggins on that follow-up. He didn't give up on it. Knocked her down.
Kennedy by four at 12-8. Westmoreland's pass to the center line is kicked, and it will stay Warrior basketball.
You get the feeling, Scott, Kennedy's on the verge of one of those little runs that they're capable of doing.
Max Campbell comes in for the first time, 6'7 junior for Washington. And also Snitker back in for the Warriors. So Washington going to go with two point guards here. Foley back in for Kennedy. Haynes back in as the Warriors inbound to Snitker. Wraparound pass tipped out of bounds by Foley.
Foley sinking with the level of the ball that time. He was in good position to deflect that pass.
2:10 to play as Westmoreland will inbound for Washington. In the front court. Looking still, and finally got it in to Donovan Beard out top. Holds it. They clear it out for him. Turns down the shot. McCurry right back. It comes to Beard. Got doubled. Slapped away. Got it back. And then the lob pass. Tip. But Beard got it back somehow. Warrior basketball down by four. Lob pass inside. Campbell posting up. Got doubled. And had it slapped away. Good help defense. Here comes Brewster. Two on one. All the way down and traveled with it.
I think Coach McCown probably would have liked to seen him just go right up into that left-handed shot, layup down there. See if he can draw the foul on Beard, if nothing else.
Warrior spacing right now is not real good on the offensive end.
Well, and the Kennedy defensive pressure, every time they catch the ball, they are up in their face.
Westmoreland yo-yos the dribble at the right point. Working on Matt Burst now. Minute 30 to play first quarter. 12-8 Kennedy. Bounce over in the far left side. Beard, starter dribble, coming left with it. Leaves it now for Ross Snitker to Westmoreland. McCurry, good pass inside. Doubled up Campbell, back to McCurry. Quick three on the way, too strong. And the rebound on the floor, picked up by Malik Haynes. Cougars with three on two the other way, and Burst looks like he's going to hold it there. Against the zone, Foley plays catch with Diggins on the near left side. Into the high post to Brewster. Turn around 15-footer. Left free throw line. Ooh. No. And then a foul on Burst. He got Westmoreland accidentally, and he says he's okay.
That's good to see because his head jerked back pretty hard there. He took an elbow right into the eye area.
Christensen in for the Warriors. 12-8, under a minute to play. 53.9. Warrior basketball. Well, man-to-man pressure this time by Kennedy, and then they'll try to trap at the center line. Foley nearly comes up with a steal, and then committed the foul. Kennedy wanted a tie-up, didn't get it.
Thought he had a hand on the ball that time, but he had a piece of the arm as well.
And it'll be ball out of bounds to the Cougars.
Plenty of time for Washington. They don't need to worry
about... Washington, I beg your pardon.
Plenty of time. They don't need to worry about a clock yet. 43 seconds left.
Westmoreland will walk it up. Gets into the front court, spins, and then hit the deck and kept the dribble alive somehow, but then threw it away.
And Burst right there to be the recipient of that errant pass.
Six turnover. Burst over to Malik Haynes. Bounce up top to Kai Jenkins. Now Kennedy will go for the last shot. The diminutive one holding it out front, Jackson Foley.
And it's against the zone yet.
Yeah, Wash has not gone man the whole game. Haynes puts it on the floor, drives back to Foley, 8 seconds. Over to the far side of Diggins, back to Foley. Top of the key, wide open, three, and he got it.
Washington's got to hurry.
15-8, three-quarter court shot is short at the horn. And after one, it's Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 15. And Cedar Rapids, Washington, 8. We'll come back with the second quarter after this one-minute timeout, and you're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYN.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can, at First Federal Credit Union, with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union, they'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids Kennedy. As we get ready to start the second quarter, Scott Unash and Tilton with you here. Kennedy with a 15-8 lead. And the Cougars will have the basketball to start the second quarter. And Washington trying to trap out of the man-to-man here. They've gone man for the first time. On the drive, Diggins takes it inside and was fouled going up.
And that's a good sign for Coach McCollin when Diggins gets to put the ball on the floor and gets in the lane area, draws contact, gets to the free throw line. Pretty good free throw shooter on the year. He's shooting about 74%. Oh, they're going to say it's on the floor, out of bounds underneath.
Interesting.
They were lined up to shoot it, and then they changed their mind.
So it will be Cougar basketball. We'll set the lineups for you coming up. Inbound pass tipped away by Christensen and stolen. Almost threw it away. Westmoreland, great pass to Jonason. Wrap around, reverse layup won't go underneath, though. And then it's tipped out of bounds, and it'll be Kennedy ball.
Well, Kennedy dodged the bullet that time. Cedar Rapids Washington should have got 2 points out of that. Couldn't convert at the end.
Halftime score, Prairie leading Xavier 27-26 at halftime. Here it's Kennedy on top of Washington, 15-8. Cougars with Foley in there along with Derek Diggins, Matt Burst, Malik Haynes, and Drake Brewster. Starting five for the Cougars, and Wash right back to the zone. Inside Diggins, got doubled, kick out to Brewster. He'll pop the three and got it for the left wing.
Diggins in the middle of the zone against the zone defense, and Brewster on the perimeter. That's a change up from what they were doing in the first quarter.
Not a big three-point shooter, but he gives Kennedy the 10-point lead at 18-8. Westmoreland, McCurry, Jonason, they get it inside. Potter posting up against a smaller Foley. It'll count a foul. A mismatch on the jump and switch, and they got a foul on Foley.
And that's a result of, like what you said, on what they do defensively. They switch all the time, and you would think more teams would try to take advantage of that because Foley was giving up probably 100 pounds in that matchup.
Free throw, dances and falls for Potter. He's got his first three. Yeah, that was 6-7 against 5-7.
A big 6-7, too.
Big 6-7. And Wash needed that. 18-11 now. Jonason in there, Westmoreland, Potter, McCurry, and Christensen for Washington.
Wash back into that zone.
Kind of that 1-2-2 Tom Davis zone. Brewster bounced down on the left block. Reverse layup good by Diggins. Just drove the baseline.
Yeah, and he used his athleticism to get around the two Washington defenders.
20-11. Cougars full court man here. Westmoreland stutter dribble out top. Now spins, takes the top of the circle. Cut off by Deer. He's back in there for Kennedy. Christensen takes it to the center circle. He's double teamed. Over to Westmoreland now. Good bounce pass inside to Potter, but then Brewster took it away from behind. Turnover number seven. Brewster no look pass to Burst. Thought he was going to shoot the three, but now Haynes does from the far left side. Can't get the roll. And the rebound to Jonason. And a hand check on Deer. Going to be Kennedy's sixth.
Reaching out there. That's about 65 feet away from the basket.
And the officials have been very consistent on that call all year.
They have. He's going to take a breather right now, Deer is.
That's his second foul. 20-11, the Cougars on top by nine. 6 minutes to play here in the first half from Kennedy tonight. Westmoreland comes off a couple of ball screens up high. Skip pass, cross court to Christensen at the left point. Washington starting that offense way outside right now. McCurry had it swatted away for a moment, picks it back up. Hook pass, cross court, stolen away. Lead to Diggins, all the way down. Dunks it, and a foul.
The run out, the steal at the one end of the floor leads to the run out. Diggins very fast, getting behind Washington defense. Gets the flush, two-handed, second dunk of the night for him.
Beard will come in. McCurry's going to have to leave with his second foul. Well, and McCurry's a sophomore, but he will learn that you either hammer him or you let him go.
Just get out of the way, exactly right, and get the ball going to the other end of the floor.
Free throw, rounding in.
Got the home court bounce that time.
And the ball, inbound pass tipped out of bounds off a Warrior, and it'll be Kennedy ball.
As Malik Haynes up defensively that time, he deflected it off the Warrior leg. Christensen, I believe, is up there.
Now that we talked in the pregame, this is that spot where the Warriors got to be very careful with this young team that they have. Here's Kai Jenkins, open three, and he buried it to the far corner.
And Kennedy's feeling it. Got everything going in their direction. Washington needs an answer.
Fifth three, 26-11. Kennedy on top, three-quarter court pressure. Jump pass for the Warriors. Jonason, cross court, goes to Beard, right of the lane. They play catch with Snitker. Drop-off pass inside to Potter. Ball stripped, but the Warriors get it back. Over to Jonason. Open three. No on the line driver, but it comes out deep and picked up by Snitker. And the Warriors will get another possession. Christensen on the drive. Shovels it over to Snitker. Now to Beard. Beard goes up with a double pump leaner and a foul call. Now one official
is going
to started to go offense. And they're going to go with the block on Jenkins.
The trail official came in behind and made the call. The official underneath the basket sure looked like he was going to go with the charge the other way.
Big Kennedy run right now. 19-5 Kennedy run as the free throw ends it.
And Beard needs to convert this second free throw as well. He's 69% on the year.
Warriors shoot 66%. Kai Jenkins back in for Kennedy. 4:56 to play first half, 26-12 Kennedy. And second free throw misses everything for Beard.
Didn't look so good on the first one, and then the second one just short.
Kennedy will walk it up. Now Washington extend that zone a little bit. Trying to maybe trap a little bit out front. Jenkins, dribble drive, kick to the corner now to the freshman Wetzel's back in there. To Malik Haynes up front, in there along with Isaiah Harris and Drake Brewster. Driving in, Haynes cut off by Beard. Back it comes to Jenkins. Cougars being patient here in this possession. They bounce it to the free throw line. Brewster, double team, no look, back cut, layup good on the back cutting pass to Isaiah Harris.
Nice assist from Brewster that time. Again, people moving without the basketball against that zone, leading to good shots for the Cougars.
28-12, and Kennedy up by 16. Jonason outside the arc left side, shovels it in. Left free throw line to Beard, fall away, 15-footer, no, put back, no, but a foul as Campbell was fouled.
Max Campbell, I think that time, getting the backside rebound.
Second on Kai Jenkins, 18 fouls to only three for Washington right now. And free throw up and good for Max Campbell. The sophomores played last night, the Washington sophomores with a win over Kennedy. That's a good sophomore team.
Yeah, it is. We got a big game up in Dubuque. Iowa City West Dubuque senior after three quarters. West is up 51-42.
Without Devontae Lane. That would be a pretty big statement win. 28-13, one out of two for Campbell. Kennedy with the ball up 15. In front court, no look pass, right of the lane. Brewster, shake and bake move, goes up with the leaner with the right hand and got it to the heart of the lane.
Yeah, and he's getting in the lane too deep for what Coach Decker wants in Washington. He talked repeatedly about it. We keep him out of the green area of the lane for Kennedy.
Seven for Brewster and a Warrior turnover as the pass too tall and out of bounds.
Now, the size of Kennedy, defenders on the smaller guards from Cedar Rapids, Washington, has taken a toll.
Full timeout taken by Washington. We'll take one as well. 3:30 to play, first half. Kennedy 30, Washington 13. Back in a minute here on KGYM Sports.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Sunday, the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 51. Hi, everyone. This is Kevin Harlan. Join me and the rest of our terrific Westwood One radio crew in Houston for all the action. It's Tom Brady against Matt Ryan, the Falcons, the New England Patriots. If it's Super Bowl 51, it's right here.
Super Bowl 51, the Patriots and the Falcons, Sunday at 1 on KGYM, presented by Mediacom.
Welcome back here to the Kennedy Gym. Scott Unashville done with you. 30-13, Cougar lead. And Kennedy with the basketball in front court. Diggins out front, looking to go one-on-one. Crossover, couple jab steps, gets it to Nick Deers back into the game. Picked up by Ross Snitker. Wetzel, Brewster, and Burst also in there for the Cougars, and John McCown. Diggins, stutter dribble, coming right with it. Goes over on the left side to Deer. Bullet pass down low to Burst. Left of the lane, shovels it to Brewster. Scoop play up, no, but foul called. I think they're going to get Jonason.
Nice post action that time. They ran Burst into the post. The perimeter players then stand, cut through the lane. Almost a handoff from Burst to Brewster that time.
Couple free throws coming up for Drake Brewster. He's got 7 points or so far, missed the first one. 63% free throw shooters. Jackson Foley will come back in with the two fouls. One more free throw coming up. It's up and good. See if Kennedy brings pressure. And they do. 31-13, Cougar lead by 18. Westmoreland and Snitker, Jonason, Beard, and Campbell in there right now for Justin Decker and the Warriors. Westmoreland way out front, puts it on the floor, on the drive, gets doubled and threw it away.
Deer right from behind that time. Westmoreland didn't know he was there, picked his pocket.
Turnover number 10, driving a dish. Here's Brewster, an air ball into three, but Burst gets it, his put back rimming and good.
Playing the backside, playing the percentages on the offensive glass. Playing for the long rebound.
33-13. 7 for Matt Burst here in the early going. Going to be headed to Illinois State next year. Play baseball for the Redbirds. Deep three, Westmoreland, no. And Burst the rebound. He's the leading board man for Kennedy.
Fourth rebound of the game so far.
Stop and go move. Burst going to go in all the way with strip but fouled going up.
They get a chance to shoot two free throws now.
Colin Westmoreland will get the foul. And Matt Burst to the line for Kennedy.
He's one that struggles a little bit from the line.
Good three-point shooter, though, and he gets that first free throw to go.
Got 52% coming into the game. Coach McCollum was talking about him in the pregame about how hard a player he is and that everything he does, he competes and he does it the right way. He's a great leader for the rest of the kids.
9 for Burst, got both free throws, 35-13. Kennedy extending the lead here. Under 2 to play in the first half. Couple crossover dribbles. Diagonal pass over into the corner to Beard. Goes crossover, leaves it for Christensen, who's back into the game. High-low pass, Westmoreland back to Christensen. Open three, short, offensive rebound, Campbell, half the glass, no, and it's tipped around, and Diggins comes away with it. Outlet to Foley, high lob to Burst from the baseline. Over it comes to Deer for three, and he got it. Boy, Kennedy is cooking on all cylinders.
Yeah, they're sharing the ball so well tonight, Scott. They're really moving it. The ball, it's not staying in anybody's hands too long.
38-13, another 12-2 run by Kennedy after the 19-5 run. Left open, Snitker for three, and he hits it. Boy, did Wash need that.
One of the few times Kennedy wasn't matched up.
38-16, minute to play here in the first half. Diggins, standing dribble, he'll back up, takes the long three in and out. And the rebound to Campbell. Almost was slapped away there by Brewster, but picked up by Washington. Drive over to Westmoreland, three-pointer good. Back-to-back triples for Washington.
Lost track of Westmoreland in the corner. He's a very good three-point shooter.
38-19, and now Kennedy will go for the last shot of the half. They'll spread court here, and Brewster will get it back to Foley at the center circle.
Washington's going to stay in the zone. They're not going to come out and match.
20 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll have the stats and scores coming up at halftime. Dangerous cross-court pass. Burst penetrates, leaves it for Brewster. Skip pass over the top. Down to 6 seconds. Burst back to Diggins. Fakes, drives baseline in all the way and was fouled going up.
Almost executed to perfection for Kennedy. Down to the final 2 or 3 seconds before they put their shot up.
Megan, the second foul on Christensen. And Derek Diggins will go to the line for two. He's had a very acrobatic first half.
Couple dunks in there.
Free throw in and out. One more upcoming. 2.6 to go. And one out of two for Diggins. So he'll check out Isaiah Harrison. Wetzel will come in, and Kennedy with pressure. 39-19. Inbounds pass, stolen by Burst, but he stepped on the sideline, and it'll go to Wash with 0.8 of a second.
Well, Wash now, whenever catches it, just got to turn and chuck it up. Three-quarter of the court to go.
There's the chuck from half court, and Beard comes up short. Halftime from Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. The Cougars on top of Cedar Rapids, Washington, 39-19. And we'll come back, talk halftime with you. After this two-minute break, you're listening to High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless, on America's largest, most dependable networks, only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
With GoToMeeting, you can really connect with your team members anywhere.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for video conferencing in. Lou, have the suppliers
give...
Okay. Marta, when do the designers...
Started yesterday.
Perfect. Rodney, how are
they? Showed them the first round earlier. We're good.
That's great. You know what, Tom?
Don't worry. We'll show it to the team in Dallas before sending it to accounting.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com.
Napa Know-How.
Back at New Year's, you made a resolution to save more money. Just so happens, Pennzoil's family of oils are on sale starting at $3.49 a quart. So you can check save money off your list and bask in the glory of actually seeing a resolution through to the end. With the Pennzoil family of oils starting at $3.49 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 2/28/17.
Welcome back here at halftime at Kennedy as the Cougars leading Cedar Rapids, Washington, 39-19. As Kennedy led it 15-8 after the first quarter, but the Cougars went on two big runs, a 19-5 run and a 12-2 run in that second quarter in the latter portion of the first quarter as well to take the big lead here at halftime, 39-19. And Kennedy shot it pretty well during those runs, had good defense, clamped down on Washington, and it really played well.
Yeah, and they ran the floor well after some turnovers and got some transition baskets, and they moved the ball really well. That's the best I think we've seen them share the basketball all year long. That ball's not sticking in anybody's hands. It is moving out there, and you look good when you knock them down. But they're getting high-quality shots. They're getting high-percentage shots out there, so they're executing pretty well.
Take a look at the scoring in the first half. Very balanced scoring for the Kennedy Cougars at the break. Being led by Matt Burst with 9 as 3 field goals, including a 3-point goal for 9. And then 8 apiece for Derek Diggins and Drake Brewster. 5 points for Isaiah Harris off the bench. Jackson Foley with three, as well as Kai Jenkins with three, and Nick Deer with three as well. For Washington, also balanced scoring. Three apiece for Drew Christensen, Nolan Potter, Luke Jonasson, Ross Snitker, and Colin Westmoreland. Two for Mick McCurry, and Donovan Beard and Max Campbell with a free throw apiece. Turnovers 11 on Washington so far in the ball game. Kennedy with only three turnovers in that first half of play. Bench scoring right now is 11-5 in favor of the Cougars. And for Kennedy in the first half of the free throw line, they were 5 out of 7. Washington, 60%. They were 3 out of 5 for the free throw line. And in three pointers, Kennedy was 6 threes in that first half to 4 for the Washington Warriors. And how about rebounding?
Now rebounding, it's Washington actually has an advantage here. It's a slight one, 12 to 11. We'll start with the individuals for Kennedy. Kennedy with Matt Burst leading the way with 4 rebounds. 3 for Derek Diggins, so right behind Mr. Burst. 3 players with 1 rebound each. Malik Haynes, Drake Brewster, as well as Jack Wetzel. 1 team rebound for the Kennedy Cougars. 5 offensive, 6 defensive, total of 11 for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Cedar Rapids Washington, Max Campbell and Luke Jonasson, each with 3 rebounds, leading the Warriors. Several players with 1 rebound apiece. Colin Westmoreland, Drew Christensen, Michael McCurry, Donovan Beard, as well as Ross Snicker, chipping in with 1. 1 dead ball. Team rebound for the Warriors. 3 offensive, 9 defensive. A total of 12 for Washington.
39-19 is the score here at the halftime break. Wrestling final to throw your way tonight. And as soon as I can find it, I will pass it along. They flashed it here and then I took it away. I can tell you this, that going into the fourth quarter, it is Xavier with a 42-37 lead on Prairie. Look out for Xavier. They're starting to get things figured out now.
Yeah, they got Cedar Falls, what, Tuesday night, was it?
That is correct.
And that's a good win for them now, and they're going over Prairie. Prairie's been playing pretty well as of late. They got one going.
And West is going to beat Senior.
Saw that, Scott. I saw that West was up there. Another in-town Metro score, Marion losing to South Tama 48-44. That's in boys' play.
West leading 74-56 with a minute to go without Devontae Lane on the road up at Senior.
The number 2 team in the state of Iowa, Dubuque Senior. So a pretty impressive win there. Last we knew, too, it was Jefferson and Linmar boys all tied up 41-41 after 3. That's the most recent update we have for them.
So some good games going on in the conference here tonight. Of course, the 1A's and the 2A's came out with their pots, actual brackets today. So if you want to check those out online, go to the Iowa High School Athletic Association website. Take a look at them right there. So they also came out with the sub-state host for 1A and 2A. So not the district final host, but the 1A and 2A sub-state sites have been determined.
Are they doing the doubleheaders on those sites too?
Not that I saw, but I have been told that a couple things about the U.S. Cellular Center. Number one, they are going to have a 3A and 4A doubleheader. Don't know which substates are going to be involved in that. And then maybe even more exciting, next year in January, Jeff Johnson tweeted out something earlier on tonight.
Yeah, that they're going to have a boys edition of like Rivalry Saturday, January 18th, I believe. He asked to mark your calendar, and Tyler Cleveland, they said, was the main person behind getting that one going. And Cascade and Osage, they know for sure, is going to be playing in one of those games. And then he said there'll be a couple 3A games and then a couple 4A games, 5 games in total involved in that one there. So that'll be fun. You get to see that start. They said the first game will start at 10:45.
Both teams back out on the floor here as we get closer and closer to the second half here from Cedar Rapids. Kennedy as the Cougars lead at 39-19. Just keep doing. You didn't want to see halftime if you were Kennedy, I know.
No, you just keep doing what you were doing and keep that defensive pressure up. But that leads to a lot of good things. Gives you some energy out there and gets you some runouts offensively. And boy, Cedar Rapids, Washington, they've got a find a rhythm or something on the offense, and then they, number one, take care of it, don't turn it over. And like you said, at one point in time, they really didn't look like they had very good spacing. And you know, you got three guys within 10, 12 feet of each other, you're pretty easy to guard out there. You got to work with those guys and get them a little bit better spacing and stretch the defense out.
And for Washington, really, you try to win the second half, I think, at this point with this young team that Coach Decker has out there right now. Just try to get something good happening before you take on City High next Tuesday night in a game that you can win.
Yeah, so you try to build momentum here, and it's one possession at a time. You know, people talk about breaking it down in four-minute periods or whatever. It's really every possession. You just got to focus on winning that possession. Whether you're on the offensive side of it or the defensive side of it, lock in. We're going to win this possession offensively. We're going to get a good look. Regardless of whether we score or not, we're going to get a good look at the basket, not turn it over. And on the defensive end, you got to get stops, stacking them up, try and creep back in this thing before it gets into the fourth quarter.
Couple pretty good athletes down there on the floor by the Kennedy bench. Dallas Jacobus and Sean Beyer visiting from the Iowa football program today.
They'll be busy here. Looks like they've gotten a little bit bigger.
I think they've probably gotten a little bigger. Ready to go with the second half. Kennedy will come out with first. Malik Keynes, Derek Diggins, Drake Brewster, and Jackson Foley. And for the Warriors, Christensen, Snitker, McCurry, Potter, and Jonason. McCurry only with 2 points in that first half. They throw it inside to Potter, got double teamed, swatted away and stolen. Cougars in transition, touch pass back to Diggins. Goes cross court to Foley, drives baseline, knocked away from behind by Jonason.
You know, the first possession for Washington, it was just a bad catch. They weren't able to catch it cleanly, really. But Kennedy really advanced the ball down the floor in a hurry, though, after that turnover.
Cougars going to the bucket to our right to start things off here in the second half with the big 20-point lead. Stop and go dribble, back it comes. On the drive, Haynes, he had a strip going up. Good defense by McCurry, and Snitker comes away with it.
Kennedy going to start in that man-to-man.
And extended all over that half court. Snitker in the front court, crossover dribble. Now yo-yos it back to the center line. McCurry turns in the high post, top of the key. Snitker, high lob, pass into a crowd and threw it away. Tipped and stolen out of there, and Burst will hold it up for the Cougars to Foley, and his three is rejected by Christensen. Long pass up court to Snitker, and a layup good. It would have counted anyway. It's going to be a goaltend, but it went in.
Yeah, it did, and I said he got a piece of the backboard that time, slapped the backboard at the end.
I think he got the ball going in and the backboard.
I tell you, that was a nice block by Christensen on the defensive end to start that whole process.
Mr. Diggins can get up. Good seal off and a great entry pass to Diggins. It gets the easy two.
Yeah, he's good in the post. He's pretty nifty.
Beautiful pass from Malik Haynes. And it's 41-21, Kennedy by 20. Double out front. Jonason along the near sideline. They go back door to McCurry. Pull up high arching jumper rimming. No, and rebound to Burst. Burst up to the far sideline for Kennedy. More basketball tomorrow afternoon. Girls basketball, number one in 2A Iowa City, Regina, will host Kennedy in a 2A versus 5A game. Here's Haynes for three that goes. Now a whistle. Is it going to count?
Basket's good. Jonason?
Basket's good. And the foul is going to go against Snitker. So the three is going to go for Haynes, and Kennedy will get a possession.
They're going out of bounds underneath. This could be six points possession if they hit another three.
Kennedy up by 23 now at 44-21. Inbound comes to Deer, holds it, and hands it back to Diggins, and the Cougars will set it up. Stutter drove, coming left on the drive, jump stop in all the way and scores off the glass for Derek Diggins, who's got 12.
Yes, starting this third quarter, really looking to take the ball to the rim.
46-21, feed inside, stolen by Brewster. Tries to split a double team, lost her for a moment. Picks it back up, and the Cougars get into the offensive end. Turnover number 14 against Washington.
Again, Kennedy really moving the ball side to side on the offensive end.
Foley, high arching 17-footer, no good, and now we've got a hold underneath on the Warriors, on Jonason.
So it'll be out of bounds underneath for Kennedy. Haynes is going to be the inbounder, the trigger man for the Cougars.
Deer in, and Kai Jenkins also in for Kennedy. Haynes gets into the back door to Brewster and tried to get it right back to Haynes, but it was tipped out of bounds by Christensen, who read it nicely.
He had a hand on it. He just couldn't get the other hand on it. And otherwise, it would have been a clean steal going the other way. He had a chance for it.
Off the inbound, Deer underneath, trying to flip it to Brewster, and it was stolen, intercepted by McCurry.
That was one of those passes you wish you could have back as soon as it leaves your hands.
Fifth Kennedy turnover, and then Foley comes away with a steal. Justin Decker wanted a foul and didn't get it. Stop and go move. Brewster on the drive, and he was fouled going up.
You're going to say in the act of shooting? Yep, Brewster at the free throw line gets to shoot two.
First foul on Donovan Beard. And Drake Brewster to the free throw line for the senior for Kennedy. And it's up and good. Colin Westmoreland, junior point guard, coming in for Washington, as Matt Burst will come in for Jackson Foley for the Cougars.
A little bit smaller now. Well, they do bring Beard in, though, the Warriors do, but not quite as big.
Second free throw, no good, and Westmoreland with a good block out for the board. 47-21, 5:10 to play here in the third, and Kennedy up big with two big runs. Bounce to McCurry in the corner. Guarded by Kai Jenkins and the Kennedy man-to-man. Looking for some help. Has to go cross-court and the skip pass to Westmoreland. Beard up top. Puts it on the floor. Starts to drive and a reach foul on Burst. Who commits his second.
And Burst trying to beat him to a spot up front. Trying to establish position. Just a half a step behind that time.
Going to get a Kennedy 30-second timeout here. That'll leave them with four. Tuesday night, got a couple of good boys games next week. Tuesday night, we will be at Jefferson, the Jayhawks, and the Prairie Hawks. Big seeding games going on next week in that one. Jefferson beat Linmar tonight.
69-62.
Now that puts Jefferson to 9-8 on the year. And Linmar falls to 7-9.
And then you got, right behind that, you got Xavier with a 5-point lead on Prairie with under 2 minutes left in that game.
There's a violation off the, no, a timeout by Washington on the inbounds. Couldn't get it in, so the Warriors will call a 30-second timeout here. Right now, the Valley Division, you got Dubuque Senior now 9-3 after the loss tonight. Did not see a Hempstead-Waller score, but Waller was on top of Hempstead earlier on. West girls were a big winner tonight over Dubuque Senior. And Iowa City West boys won the number one versus number two matchup tonight. 78-63. Inbound to the Warriors, and they almost go over and back with it, but Snicker with a nice save. Comes left, gets doubled, gets into McCurry at the right point. Westmoreland outside the arc right side to Beard, little shake and bake move, spins in the lane, gets cut off by the double team. Pass stolen away, two on two. Diggins all the way down and finger roll good.
He's thinking about his third dunk of the night. He almost had one.
14 now for Derek Diggins, and the lead at 28, 49-21, and the Cougars have abandoned the pressure here in the full court. 4:18 to play in the third.
Do they stay after you in the half court, though, Scott? They really put a lot of ball pressure on yet.
Curry, crossover dribble. Over to Beard. Now to Snitker. Left wing open three. Short all the way. And the rebound to Diggins. Flips it up ahead to Burst. For the 2-on-2. Kennedy will hold it. Isaiah Harris into the game. Over to Kai Jenkins. Corner three. No. Rebound comes out deep. Loose. Picked up by Kennedy.
You're getting the loose balls. Long rebounds.
Active hands. Out to Harris. Three-pointer good. Right of the circle for Isaiah Harris.
Earning some playing time tonight, Scott. Quality minutes off the bench for him.
Now that's a 31-point game now, and if it gets to 35, we'll have the continuous clock. Here's McCurry, an open three. Nope, too strong. And the rebound on the weak side to Burst. Up court pass, 2-on-1. Harris all the way down, and it was fouled on the pass attempt by McCurry. I think he's going to try to alley-oop it.
He's definitely trying to get the ball across the lane there to his teammate. But no one got hurt. That's a nice, I guess that's the best he could say that came out of that play.
Campbell, Potter, and Jonason all back in for Wash.
And you got Kennedy with a bunch of new players in the ball game as well.
Inbound to Kennedy. Jenkins curls in the lane and a shot blocked from behind by Potter out of bounds. Good defense there by the junior.
Jenkins got a little bit of burst out there, getting by that initial defender.
Good wide receiver on the Kennedy football team. Inbound, Diggins goes back door in the bounce. Brewster, a couple pump fakes, and he was fouled. And Jonason said, I didn't do anything.
And Brewster going to go to the free throw line and shoot two. Fouls mountain for the Warriors.
Brewster with the pair. On the free throw line, 2 out of 4 tonight, and this one up and good. Now Kennedy gets right back into it tomorrow. They go to the pit to take on North Scott in what should be a very interesting game and another big seeding game for both teams.
Yeah, it is, and the highly competitive sub-state that Kennedy's going to be in here with Prairie and Cedar Falls, Mason City.
Got them both, 54-21. 3:10 to play. And throw at the top of the pressure, stolen away. Here comes Brewster. And a reach foul, and Jonason's going to get his fourth.
Just chopping from behind, trying to make something happen.
Jonathan Taylor will make his first appearance for Washington, 5'10 junior. And if Kennedy gets a bucket, we're going to have, here's Wetzel freeing himself. Shot, no, go, Burst with a putback. And that's 35 points.
Clock's going to keep running, and you got Burst with the 7th rebound of the ball game.
And a foul on Kennedy on Brewster on the pressure.
Well, they stopped the clock, Scott.
Shouldn't have. If I know my rules correctly.
That's right.
2:49 to play.
Kennedy coaches are talking to him about it.
Oh, that'll be rectified. That's just making up for the time in the girls' game.
Getting a little gaining it back.
Westmoreland fakes the three, takes it right free throw line. Bounce back up top to Snitker. 2:29 to play in the third. Feed down low to Potter, powers it up, but left it short, and then knocked it out of bounds, trying to get it back. And now the clock will continue to go.
And Brewster had that rebound in his hands there. Tell you, Potter got it point blank on the block. Just left it short. Played through contact.
56-21. Kennedy on top. As the Cougars are going to win their 11th. Brewster turns right free throw line. No look, bounce pass. Now back out to Wetzel. His three no good. Flying in. Harris for the rebound. And Kennedy will get another possession here. Nice head and shoulder fake and Burst with the easy layup.
And they moved it to from one side where they got the initial offensive rebound all the way back, found the space in the zone.
Westmoreland drives in, too hard off the glass. Kennedy the other way on the run. Brewster going crossover, drives in and was fouled by Taylor.
And Brewster, seems like he's been at the free throw line quite a bit here tonight. Gets to go there again.
And that will stop the clock.
On free throws, they stop it, I believe.
Yep. Brewster with a free throw, and he gets it to go. Yeah, Kennedy-North Scott tomorrow should be a very interesting game. I believe North Scott beat Bendorf Tuesday night.
Well, North Scott earlier in the year beat Prairie. I know another Metro team, one of the first couple games of the season. Good team down there, led by Coach Buddy.
60-21. Washington trying to get through the pressure here. Over to Snitker with a minute 20 to go. Lob pass inside, and Burst comes away with another steal. Cougar basketball. Haynes over to Brewster. Fakes. Now goes up with a three and got it. Why not? It's all going well for Kennedy tonight.
You have all the momentum going. Those shots look good. That basket looks really big every time you shoot it.
63-21. Under a minute to play here in the third. And the pass deflected off the hands of Taylor, but it's going to stay with Kennedy. As Beard comes back in and burst out for Kennedy. Foley was coming out, but the Cougars need five. Xavier up 57-53 with about a half a minute to go.
Xavier girls won 39-35 against the Prairie girls.
Good win there for Xavier. Bounce to Campbell in the corner, 18 seconds. Cross-court pass to Christensen for three, and he got it. Left wing three.
Finally got a basket, the Warriors. Did they need it that?
63-24, 7 seconds. Here's Brewster going one-on-one. Pull-up jumper, no. Missed everything. Rebound Campbell. 2 seconds. Snitker in the backcourt, and that will do it for the third quarter. After three, it's all Kennedy. Cougars 63, Washington 24. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball from KGYN.
Golink, it's pretty easy for you to get energized about the big game, right?
That's a no-brainer, Greeny.
Well, what if I told you there was a way to get energized about every single day?
All right, I'm listening.
Golink, I'm talking about the new GNC.
Well, Greeny, what's new?
Three big things. The new GNC has lower prices, free cashback rewards, and even more innovations from the best brands.
Well, the new GNC sounds like a winning team.
That's right, and if you need the courage to take the first step toward any of your goals, check out your GNC store or GNC.com. Hashtag one new GNC.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Well, welcome back here to the Kennedy Gym as we start the fourth quarter. Cougars way up, 63-24. As Kennedy will have Harris and Foley and Deer, Wetzel, and Kai Jenkins. And now we've got a, what do we got? Stoppage of play?
I don't know. For some reason, I don't know why they stopped it.
Having some musical chairs on the Kennedy bench right now. Starters are going to the end.
Going to see a lot of players here tonight, get some good minutes.
McCurry, Snitker, Donovan Beard, Drew Christensen, and Max Campbell in there right now for Washington. On the dribble drive, Jenkins all the way in, high off the glass with a right-hand scoop layup. Good.
And change of pace, change of dribble speed there by Jenkins, able to finish in the lane.
65-24, and now we got a turnover on the Warriors. Xavier has won, 60-56.
Kennedy Cougar is number 35, fan favorite.
Good win for the Xavier Saints, and I tell you what, it's just the seeding that's going to be coming up next Wednesday is going to be very interesting, Scott, both 3A and 4A.
Absolutely. That's why these games are very crucial right now. And Xavier is starting to play good basketball. Knocking off Prairie here tonight. Ryan King into the game. Here's a double pump leaner by Wetzel. No. 6:42 to play. Clock will keep running unless Wash gets it down, I believe, to 25. Is that it?
Yep.
Here's Campbell. He'll try the jumper from the right side and got it just inside the arc for the 6'7 junior. A little versatility.
Yep. Stepping out in the perimeter.
And then he on the other end to Wetzel, and he gets his first two of the night.
Throwing it down the floor, sharing the basketball.
6:17 to play, 67-26. And Kennedy's going to not see a starter here in the fourth quarter come in. Christensen, a spin move. No look pass to the corner. Here's Beard for a three. No. And the weak side board taken out of there by Ross Snitker. It's going to be better days for this Warrior program. The three is no good by Christensen. They got a good sophomore team, and this is a young group here. Here's a three from the corner, almost banked in by Olenzak, who snuck in on us, Jake Olenzak. And the ball goes out of bounds. Ricocheted, and last touch by Washington.
And Donovan Beard had that defensive board. He had it secured, but couldn't get it going the other way.
Keeler Dixon now for Kennedy. Ryan King in for Kennedy. And also in there will be Wetzel and Isaiah Harris. 5:23 to play. King driving his way in. Tried to kick it back outside. The ball tipped out of bounds.
Kennedy will be inbounded in front of the scorer's bench right now. Clock keeps running on those out-of-bounds plays.
Yeah, this fourth quarter will not take long. Harris looking to spin. Go one-on-one. Hands it back to Olenzak. Looking for some help. Spinning. Gets it over to Ryan King up top. Here's Wetzel behind the screen. He'll try it for three. No good. Tipped up no good by Keeler Dix, who came flying out of nowhere.
He did. He got in there. He got up really well. Timed it to perfection.
67-26 lead for Kennedy. They're going to win their 11th coming up here. Here's Beard right of the lane, and a reach foul called on Isaiah Harris.
It's only the third foul, I believe, if the board's right, Scott, on Kennedy. Team foul.
That is correct. Kennedy had Duncan Schultzjans in there. And now, now 10 says A.J. Davis. I'm not sure if that is Davis or not. And that is A.J. Davis. All right, we'll go with that. And for Washington, DeAndre Diaz-Taylor will come in. Number 31, Diaz-Taylor. Inside, also in there for the Warriors is Keenan Collins. 67-26, also in there for Washington is Malik Vance, number 32. And another Warrior turnover, their 19th. Halfway home here in the fourth quarter. Pull-up jumper won't go. Olenzak got his own rebound back up and in. That'll make Dad and Grandpa happy.
He stuck with it that time. Didn't get the initial shot, but he didn't back away.
Heard Grandpa Denny was down here on Saturday for the Fairfield game. Of course, Dad Lon is the sophomore coach. Turnaround won't go inside for the Warriors. As a shot missed by Joe McKinstry. Another one of those sophomores. 69-26 Kennedy. Keeler Dix out top. Shoulder Jans throw or make it Davis for a three. Won't go and it's chased down by Washington. As we have officially turned into a JV game.
Well, everybody getting a lot of minutes here.
Three missed everything for Jonathan Taylor. Juwan Purnell is going to get ready to come in.
Ryan King hauling in that rebound for the Cougars.
Out top, Olenzak three-pointer off the back iron, and Dix got high to keep it alive. And here comes Washington the other way. Ball tipped away from behind and stolen. Lead pass chased down by Dix. Makes a save on it, and then he hooks it into the backcourt. The chase is on. It's picked up by Washington. Underneath, pump fake. Shot up, no good. Rebound shot, knocked out of bounds. I don't think that 32, I believe, is not Malik Vance. I believe that is Mr. Metzger.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, looks like Mr. Metzger. As Washington turns it over. Of course, the son of the former Washington coach, Brad Metzger.
You saw him here earlier tonight.
Looking good.
Sure,
in the
he's
suit
still
too.
Here. Yeah.
Well, Brad, if you're not here, he's playing. Good football player too. Up top, into the ball game now for Kennedy. And getting some playing time here. Oh. The shot is good. A three.
Andrew.
Caleb Carlson with a three-pointer for Kennedy. How about that? With a minute 31 to go. Turnaround shot inside won't go. And Olenzak with the rebound. Boys final. Waterloo East beat City High tonight. 67-53. That was our game on the South Gym.
Kennedy just wanted timeout to get a sub in, get everybody in the ball game now, I believe, for the Kennedy Cougars.
Yeah, Luke Martin will come in now for Kennedy. And everybody has played in this game, and there's going to be a foul in Washington, and Luke Martin's going to go to the line.
He checks in, he gets a shoot at 1-1.
Luke Martin into the game for the Kennedy Cougars. With a 1-1 and banked it in.
He looks over at the bench and he says, yep, it counts.
Hey, it's 1 point, right?
Big smile.
Second free throw on the way. That one the more conventional.
He found the mark that time. Nothing but net.
74-26 with 55 seconds to play. Wash will drop to 3-14 on the year. Warriors working the wave on the drive, and there's a foul on Kennedy.
Fouls out 32.
Out of bounds underneath.
Andrew Basquin
picks up the foul. Who, I will say this, whose grandpa was my first baseball coach in Hiawatha Kid League.
Wow.
How about that? You throwing knowledge around. I can throw that. That's good knowledge there.
Yes, it is.
32 for the Cougars. Basquin picks up his second.
That was in Hiawatha, huh?
Yeah.
Warrior ball out of bounds.
Warrior ball out of bounds with 35 seconds to play. 74-26. You know it's 74-26 when you're throwing around coaches in Little League.
Did he teach you to be a White Sox fan, too?
He did not. Here's a steal and a near dunk by A.J. Davis. Washington the other way, 15 seconds, and Metzger.
Travis Metzger
gets into the score column tonight with the pull-up jumper. That'll make Brad happy. 2 seconds, 1 second, last second shot, in and out, no good. And that's it. 74-28, the Kennedy Cougars get the win in this one here tonight at Kennedy. We will take a 2-minute timeout and come back for the postgame after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYN.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
A non-conference matchup between strong girls basketball programs comes up this Saturday afternoon on KGYN. This is Scott Unash. Join Steve Dozier and me Saturday at 2:45 as Cedar Rapids Kennedy takes on Class 2A number 1 Iowa City Regina. The Class 5A Cougars come to Regina to try and topple the unbeaten and top-rated Regals on their home court. That's girls high school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, and Iowa City, Regina. Saturday at 2:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
We are back with you at Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. 74-28 win for the Kennedy Cougars tonight over the Washington Warriors. Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn. And after about the four-minute mark of the first quarter, Kennedy's defense started to take over. They shot the ball extremely well, and Washington got off to a decent start, but Kennedy got that run, and then they just kept their foot on the gas all night.
Yeah, and they just kept building on it too, and they were very aggressive. Once they got to that point in time, they didn't back off, and I think Coach McCowan's got to feel pretty good about the effort that his kids gave. Everybody got into the game tonight in this kind of a ball game, and geez, even those kids at the end of the game were out there, Scott. They were out after pressuring the basketball and buying into what he's preaching over there.
Yeah, and they're just relentless. I mean, everywhere you go on the court, they're going to come after you with a double team. If you turn your back, that is when they really pounce, and they caused 20 turnovers tonight.
And they got different calls that they can do out of it, too, defensively. So, you know, once they got that big lead, it was just kind of a straight-up man-to-man. They didn't necessarily double on the ball anymore, but they didn't back off on the pressure, though. When they were still there, they were still in good defense, trying to keep ball, you man principles and that type of thing, and making it tough for the Warriors. Warriors, just very difficult offensive night tonight. They just, that second half of play, only 9 points, just couldn't get anything going.
Let's take a look at the final scoring of this one for the victorious Kennedy Cougars, who upped their record 11-5 on the year and 8-4 in the MVC. And they pulled now within one game of Dubuque Senior. They're back in the race as far as the Valley Division is concerned. And Prairie lost tonight as well. So Prairie's 8-4, Kennedy's 8-4, Dubuque Senior is 9-3. And depending on what Hempstead did tonight, they could be tied with Dubuque Senior at the top. So they're going to be, no matter what, they're going to be four teams within two games at the top. For the Cougars, 3 in double figures tonight, led by Drake Brewster, a team in game high 16 points for the 6'6 senior, 8 in the first half, 8 in the second half. 14 for Derek Diggins, had two, we'll give him 2.5 dunks tonight for Derek Diggins. Matt Burst had 13 points, including a three-pointer tonight. Off the bench, Isaiah Harris with 8, including a couple of triples. 5 for Kai Jenkins. Jackson Foley had 3. Malik Haynes had 3. Nick Deere had 3. Also, 3 for Caleb Carlson tonight off the bench. 2 for Jake Olenzak. Jack Wetzel had 2 as well for Kennedy. 4 for the Washington Warriors, 3-14 and 1-11 now in league play. They were led tonight by Drew Christensen with a couple of three-pointers and 6. 5 for Ross Snitker. And then Max Campbell, Colin Westmoreland, Luke Jonason, Nolan Potter, and Mick McCurry. Or excuse me, they all had 3. McCurry with 2. And Travis Metzger with 2. And a free throw for Donovan Beer tonight for the Warriors. 20 turnovers for Washington to 5 for Kennedy. And we talked about that. In the game, in the pregame tonight as well, the Warriors had to take good care of the basketball. Kennedy was 12 of 15 from the free throw line in the game tonight. Washington was only 3 out of 5. Kennedy doubled up Washington from three-point land 10 to 5 in this one, and the Cougars won the bench scoring battle tonight 20 to 9. How about what you had?
No, we're rebounding. Kennedy won 29-22, the plus 7 there, and they were down 1 at the half in the statistics, so wound up flipping it by 8 in the second half of play. Matthew Burst leading the way with 7. He's their leading rebounder on the game, and that's about right. His game average is about 7, 8 rebounds a game, so he was right there. 4 rebounds for Derek Diggins, 2 apiece from Lee Keynes and Drake Brewster. Off the bench, Duncan Schultz-Jeans as well as Jake Olenzak with 2 rebounds. And then they have a whole cast of characters with 1 rebound each. Nicholas Deere, Isaiah Harris in there, Jack Wetzel, Makai Jenkins, Keeler Dix with 1 as well. Ryan King with one as well out there for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. When you add them all up, Scott, it's 12 offensive and 17 defensive, a total of 29 for the Cougars. For Cedar Rapids, Washington, they had 22 total rebounds. And the breakdown goes like this. Max Campbell leading the way with four rebounds. Right behind him is Michael McCurry with three, as well as Luke Jonathan with three rebounds, too. Donovan Beard and Ross Knicker chipping in with two apiece. Then you drop down to Drew Christensen with one, and Joseph McKinstry at the end of the game with one as well. And Keenan Collins, don't forget about him. He had two rebounds as well for Cedar Rapids, Washington. Two dead ball rebounds for the Warriors. Seven offense, 15 defense, total of 22 for Cedar Rapids, Washington. So plus seven in the rebounding category for the Cougars.
And really, Kennedy didn't do a whole lot wrong in this game tonight. Defensively, that's a check mark. Rebounding, that's a check mark. Three-pointers, they shot that well. And they just caused havoc all over the court.
Yeah, they did. And they, I think, number one, Coach McCollum probably likes the intensity and the consistency that they played with out there on the defensive end to start with. And then it became contagious offensively out there, too. I was really impressed with how they shared the basketball. I said that a couple times, but they weren't selfish. They moved the ball around, and they got good shots. They got good quality shots. They were patient enough against the zone, against Cedar Rapids, Washington, to get something good. They could have come down, and they could have taken some quick ones early, but they moved it, and they kept moving it, and they got touches inside, and they got the kick out, reverse it, get people cutting along the backside of the lane. They did that several times and really had Washington kind of spinning out there defensively and didn't have an answer for them.
They were very good at ball movement tonight, extra pass, finding the open guy, and going from a good shot to a really good shot.
Yeah, and then it helps, too, with your shooting percentage when you can get out and run the floor in transition. They had several of those from the steals. Live ball turnovers, they were able to get down the floor. Diggins with a couple dunks, got the crowd going, got everybody behind him out there, and just really, really, that'd be a good win for the Cougars. Crosstown game, they swept Washington on the year now. They were able to check that one off the list. So now, like you said, they got to turn around, though, and get after it right away against a good Norscott team tomorrow night. What's some momentum? They built some momentum tonight.
That go ahead.
Because what did they lost? What did you say? Three or four coming into this one?
Yes. Kennedy had lost two out of three and four out of their last six.
So, yeah, they needed a win here and try to put together a winning streak against the Lancers.
And like I said, that's going to be a big game as far as the seedings are concerned. Did get that final. Dubuque Hempstead beat Wallert tonight. Come from behind 69-61. So Hempstead is 9-3. Senior is 9-3 after their loss to Iowa City West in the 1-versus-2 game tonight, in case you missed that. And then you've got right behind at 8-4, Prairie and Kennedy at 8-4. And Cedar Falls would be 7-5 if they got a win tonight against Waterloo West, but that's not a gimme, certainly, in that one. So still anybody's title to take as far as the Valley Division is concerned.
Yep, and it makes it fun going down the stretch when you have multiple teams playing for it yet out there. But one team in a conference race we should probably get a shout out to is the Marion girls basketball team. They won the Walmack West with a 58-35 win over South Tama tonight, 19-1. And I think that's back-to-back for the girls program over there in the Walmack.
This one they're not going to share, though. Nope. Shared with Center Point Urbana last year, and this one is going to be an outright championship. So congratulations to Corby Lauby and the Indians on that particular one. I don't know if we're going to get a hold of...
I thought we were going to get him up here for a moment or two, but...
I don't know if we're going to get a hold of Coach McCowan or not, but if not, that's fine. We'll grab him next time as we get ready to roll here. It's a cold night. We got a lot of equipment to put away.
Yes, yeah. And you got to get up and you got to talk high school sports again tomorrow.
Yeah, we got Coach's Corner. Got to talk wrestling tomorrow morning with the
Prairie Hawks
and the Kennedy Cougars wrestling coming up tomorrow. We'll do that at 9, and then we have a recruiting show tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And that will go from 10 until 12 noon. And then I'm going to drive to Iowa City and meet up with Dozier. And we're going to do Regina Kennedy girls tomorrow. It should be a very fascinating game tomorrow afternoon.
That'll be a fun one for you, Scott.
Number 1 in 2A, unbeaten Regina. Kennedy won tonight in the girls game against Washington. And granted, not a great year for Kennedy, but you have a 5A against a 2A. And should be a good test for both of those teams as they get ready to go into the tournaments.
It's always fun to see something like that, a game that normally doesn't get played.
Yep, 2:45 tomorrow, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. It'll be Cedar Rapids Kennedy at Iowa City Regina in girls basketball coming up tomorrow. And then our next boys game Tuesday night. And we will be at Jefferson. Jayhawks won at against Lindmark tonight. And we will see the Jayhawks and the Prairie Hawks coming up on Tuesday night. Little Kolach Bowl indoors coming up for you on Tuesday night. Looking forward to that one.
I am too. That two fun teams to watch, both those teams. And both those coaches getting a lot out of their talent at their respective schools this year.
Yeah, so that'll be coming up on Tuesday night. Well, Hall of Fame night in the books here at Kennedy. A big thanks to Jeff Downing and Derek Steffen back in the studio. And Phil, thank you. We'll see you Tuesday night.
Looking forward to it, Scott. Stay warm.
I will try. It's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Aaron Stecker and the entire crew here at Kennedy for all their hospitality. Thanks as well to all our sports-minded boosters.